Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, cooperate. I also publish information at, I also have information published at byebyeblueskies.com, health-access.com, and throughout the internet, wherever you may find me, click, and if you type in my name, you may see me everywhere, with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy, and to remove unwanted issues that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions, prevention, or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as a personal consultant and a bodybuilder trainer, as well as doing all different alternatives in regard to energy and fields. As well as personal bodybuilder trainer, assisting people finding health solutions and using different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. On my website at augmentinforce.com, there is a catalog link. In that catalog link, you will find a variety of things that are there for sale. For those of you who are interested in some of the things that are there, we have the DVDs and books. We got them separately or together. We got a flash drive with a library of data in regard to health, videos, demonstrations, books, and so forth. We also got the anti-nano bucket, the anti-nano triangle, the repulsors, the grounding straps, as well as the old-fashioned tonics, remedies, and extracts, all in one spot. So feel free to go check out the catalog link on the site as well. On the main page, you'll find where to send funds. For more information, and if you need a consultation, we also do those as well. I do those as well. So feel free to give me a call at 519-977-5351 or independz@yahoo.com. independz@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so pertaining to the topic at hand. You can call in at 208-935-0094. And today's date is 10 October 28th. And despite it being a satanic holiday, despite the fact that we've been hit by all kinds of satanic and Luciferian and alien and interdimensional and everything else you can imagine forces, we are still here. I think that's become a theme with me, because I get people contacting me all the time now, and when I do the, when they hear the recordings or whatever, they comment on the fact that we're still here, despite all the crap that we're dealing with. I'm going to propose a question today right off the bat. How many this week, if you can recall, how many of you this week alone have been dealing with depression? An overwhelming amount of depression. How many of you have been dealing with that? How many of you have been feeling suicidal? How many of you have been feeling suicidal? You're ready to throw in the towel. I give up. Hell with it. There's no hope. There's nothing going on. How many of you have been feeling that? Or how many of you know somebody that's been feeling that way? How many of you have had that experience just this week alone? It probably goes on more regularly, but I'm making an aware factor here to get people conscious of this, because it's been brought to my attention this week that a lot of people were feeling depressed, an overwhelming amount of depression. And I heard today somebody actually was trying to commit suicide. A young 25-year-old male was trying to commit suicide. And I'm sure a lot of you who are hearing this program may know somebody, or may know of a family, or may or even yourself may have had something in regard to this. Maybe somebody you knew, somebody you, or somebody close to you, friends or whatever, may be dealing with this. Or some of you are dealing with a depression and you can't figure out why you're depressed. Okay, you can't figure out why you're depressed. Did you ever think, did it ever occur to any of you that the frequencies coming from these towers may be sending a signal to make you feel depressed? Maybe affecting your biochemistry, maybe targeting your system. If any of you actually thought that that was even possible, if any even considering the fact that frequencies can manipulate your thinking, can manipulate your emotions, can manipulate your perspective. Now, I want you to think for a second during this week when you're feeling just depressed. What caused it? What caused your depression? And I will bet you a dime to a dollar that a lot of you cannot pinpoint an actual reason why. Other than the normal, you know, the BS that we go through in life, hearing the bad news, you know, the not so bad news, not so good news, and the worst news. But, you know, or, you know, things happen in life, you know, whatever. But how many of you, feeling depressed, can actually put your finger on what caused the depression? And I will bet none of you can say you can't. You think you go to this, but no, that's not it. You think you go to that, but no, that's not it. But are you thinking that possibly that they have turned on the frequencies from these towers, that they're hitting you with more EMFs, that they're dropping some material from the sky that's actually amplifying the frequencies? How many of you actually been thinking of that? How many of you been actually thinking in terms of the metallic materials that are coming down on you daily? The exposure of aluminum that we are being dealt with alone is enough to make one feel depressed. Especially women. Because women are more susceptible to aluminum poisoning than men are. But how many, seriously, when you're thinking about your depressed state, how many of you are actually, as some of you may have thought about, some of you may have even heard in your head that it's a pointless venture, an exercise in futility, you can't win. You may as well give it up. You may as well toss in the towel. Shit, you can't win this. You can't, this is overwhelming. They got too much. How many of you been hearing that nonsense going through your head? Someone's going to say, Tony, I think you're a mind reader. Okay, I'm trying to get you to take a hard look at what's really going on. I'm trying to get you to really take a hard look at the things that are going, that you're being exposed to. Our generation, this generation, all of us, you know, doesn't, irrespective of age, has never ever had to, the generations previous to us has never ever had to deal with this type of warp technology. I was watching the head of the CDC, just to give you a perspective of why you're feeling what you're feeling. This jackass that was the head of the CDC came right out and stated they were not going to study 5G at all. They're going to implement it, they're going to put it out there, and they were going to let it ride. And that the most important thing, that this thing was going to make tens of billions of dollars, and that was important. That was important. Okay, but the safety factors, when somebody opt up to express the concern about the studies on 3G and 4G causing cancer and other health issues that this technology is already causing, they were escorted out of the audience. And the reason why I'm saying about the depression is just the tip of the iceberg. Affecting your thinking, affecting your cognition, affecting your capacity to interpret properly what's going on, the capacity to keep your mind clear from any imagery that may be forming in your mind to lead you to into a thinking process or pattern that is going to bring you into a state of not only depression, exasperation, or, which is the worst thing anybody could ever feel, is a sense of hopelessness. When you get into this, to a sense of hopelessness, you have to renew your hope. You have to find your hope again, because without hope, you're dead. There's nothing to say about it. There's no anything else that you can say. Without hope, you die. Period. You know, you'll either commit suicide, you'll take your own life, you'll do something stupid, you'll jump in front of a building, run in front of a car, you know, anything that will come into your mind at that point, anything that will be projected into your head, anything that will be transmitted into your skull from these frequencies will come into your head. And the key here is not to sow to those thoughts, to understand the thinking and why it's not your thinking. See, you got to realize that your thoughts are not sometimes your thoughts. Sometimes your thoughts are being transmitted inside of you. Now, I've been telling you guys for a while, I've been giving you homework assignments, okay? And the homework assignments that I've been giving you is to go look up information on electromagnetic field shielding. Finding radio frequency shielding. You know, these things, I'm trying to arm you and trying to keep you, you know, in the fight. Keeping you in the fight. Not that I want you to be battling forever. See, we got to have a strategy here as a collective, as a cooperative, okay? Because some people don't like the word communism or communists. But I seriously think that the communists were more democratic and freer than those in the free world. That is my thinking today. Okay, and someone might argue with me about it and the rhetoric, but again, a lot of it was all programming even back then. The Western Hemisphere has always had to have an adversary to battle. There's always has to be something here we have to fight. We have the war on drugs, you know, the war against this, the fight against that. There's always a fight. Why is there no peace? Why is there never any peace? Because the globalists want you in a state of red alert all the time. They want you to be at a certain stage to react to their agenda so that you will respond when they call you. You know, when you look at Vietnam, the United States was not ready for war because the mindset was not there for war. And the few places where they had the good old boy mentality and the G.I. Joe mentality, these people went to war thinking that they were actually fighting for a democratic country or to save a country for democracy. So these guys already had the mindset to go to war. And then there were some people that were just feel crazy anyway. Any opportunity to kill somebody was all right by them. But for the most part, the United States was not ready for war. So after they lost that war in Vietnam, they reevaluated why they lost. And the reason why they lost, because there was not this urgency to go and fight. The population had become complacent, so now we have to put something into them, so an adversary all the time in front of them, so they're ready to go to battle. Even when you go to play an arcade game, back in the old days, I don't know what they're like today, but the old days, there was always this competitive gun game, you know, or competitive car game, or some competition that you had to beat this thing, you had to kill this thing, you had to be, you know, you had to shatter this thing, you had to smoke this thing, you know, you had to win. And that's programming. That's all programming. Okay, where do you find the peace? Where do you find the rest? Where do you find the time to enjoy the fruits of your labor? Where do you find the moments in life where you can, you know, relax? You can't have that because there's always some kind of adversary. So in order to win this battle with frequencies and this battle with the things that are being projected at you, you have to work as a collective. You have to do your research on how to defend against this type of technology. You know, when we are dealing with something that's on an invisible force and we can't see that force, but we have a tendency to relax and think there's nothing going on. But meanwhile, the subversion and the attack on your DNA, the attack on your mitochondria, which also can cause depression because your body is breaking down, and it's more of an unconscious reality that you're, this is because this is what you're feeling yourself falling apart, and you don't know why. Then you go to a doctor, and they give you some BS drug that doesn't do anything, so further causes more depression, more exasperation, and continues to put you in a state of hopelessness, because as long as you keep on going back to the doctor, getting the same old crap, it's a revolving door. You go in, you come out, you get worse, you go in, you come out, you get worse, and it's a continual, perpetual, you know, cycle, and eventually you give up. You give up. I keep telling everybody, I don't believe nothing. I'm a man of substance. I don't mean I'm a man of money, because if I was a man of money, I can get more done, but I'm not a man of money, I'm a man of substance. In other words, it has to have substance, it has to have meaning, it has to have something solid to back it up. It has to be able to work. If it doesn't work, then it's FOS as far as I'm concerned, and I move on. So when we're looking all the time at what is going on, there's this perpetual attack on your system, and as long as you are oblivious to the attack, you become broken. These frequencies that are coming at us, even the phone. If you got kids that got a phone, seriously, I don't know who to tell their head a shake. The parents for allowing the kids to have these phones, or for the kids who don't have. It's like giving a kid. Would you give a kid a 38 Magnum? Would you give a 12-year-old a 38 Magnum to shoot, or a semi-automatic 30-06? Would you give a 12-year-old? I mean, unless you raised them with the hardware and taught them how to respect it. But generally speaking, would you give your child a gun that doesn't know anything about it, has no idea what it can do, or the full potential, the power that it, the magnitude of the power that it has? Would you give a 12-year-old or an 11-year-old or a 9-year-old or even a 6-year-old a gun? Most of you would say no, unless, like I said, the children grow up in that environment where the parents are there and they're on top of them to make sure that they don't hurt themselves or anybody else with that hardware. But they're being trained to operate that material. So when you're giving a kid a cell phone, because their kids' friends all have a cell phone, maybe it's time the parents took the whole bull by the horn and said no. Maybe it's time the parents took the bull by the horn and got rid of the ones they have as well. Because this is part of the problem. Those frequencies that are causing all this depression, it's coming from all these peripherals that you're dealing with. These damn cell phones ain't worth a fiddler's fart. They may make things convenient because you don't have to be tethered to a phone, but the implications and the side effects of these things are just phenomenal. They're not only causing DNA damage, genetic damage, mitochondrial damage, they are also causing brain chemical imbalances. They're causing some of these psychotic behavior that some of the people are going through. A lot of you, you know, I will make a proposal to you. I will make a proposal to you. Either go get one of these shielded pockets like we carry here at the store where you can put the phone in there and turn it off so no signal can get through it. And don't use your cell phone for a weekend. A weekend. Saturday and Sunday. You get off work Friday, shut it down Saturday and Sunday. If somebody needs to get a hold of you, let them get a hold of you through a landline or through Skype. But no cell phone. None. Zero. Shut the bloody thing off. Seal it so you can't access it for 2 days. And then see how you feel by the time you go back to work Monday. A lot of you won't be able to do it. A lot of you are so hooked on having to wait for a message, waiting for a call, or playing some silly game, or some stupid thing that this phone has got you tethered to, or whatever. But those of you who have enough testicular fortitude, enough backbone, take the cell phone, shut it off, seal it with an aluminum foil so no signal will penetrate it. Seal up the sides, wrap it up in copper. No phone. None. Zero. Nada. Don't even watch television for those 2 days. I'm going to put you on a television fast. No TV. That means no hockey, no baseball, no football, no basketball, no race cars, no golf, no Days of Our Lives, no cartoons, or whatever the bloody hell else is on TV. I don't even know what's on TV anymore because I don't watch it. But, you know, these are the things that used to be on that I'm referring to. And some of you still watch have this access. But anything on that TV, I don't care what it is, leave it alone. Don't even watch church on TV. Piss on that. Go to church. If you're going to, instead of watching church, go to church. Okay, if that's, or go to temple, whether you're the Judaic faith, Islamic faith, Christian faith, if you believe in God, and instead of watching it on TV, go to church. Piss on watching it. No TV, no phone. I would even tell you no radio, but that's probably pushing the envelope there. Nothing. And then watch how you feel by the time you come to work Monday. See if your spirits are not lifted up a little bit more. See if you have a little zing in your eyes again, some light and sparkle back in your eyes. See if your brain now is functioning. Read a book. Study. Look at some of the things I'm telling you on this show. Go look at blocking EMFs. Go look at blocking RFs. Go look at blocking ELFs. Go look at blocking radio frequencies, AM and FM. Get educated. You don't have time, seriously, to watch that boob tube anyway. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen during those 2 days. I will tell you exactly what you're going to deal with in those 2 days. In those 2 days, your brain is going to be nudging you to go turn on these peripherals. I mean by peripherals, software or hardware that allows you to access the frequencies. And you're going to see things playing in your head. And then you're going to have all these anxieties. Well, what if so-and-so is hurt? Or what if blah, blah, blah? And what if, all the what ifs. Usually 99.9% of the time, the what ifs never manifest anyway. That's just part of the conditioning, part of the program, part of the bullsh that they have programmed us with. I don't even own a cell phone. I don't want one. Period. I got a computer people can reach me. I got two phones in the shop that people can reach me. When I leave the telecommunications devices behind me, they are left behind. If you need to get a hold of me and it's that bad, send up a smoke signal. If I see it, I will respond. If I don't, oh well, get you the next day or leave a message on the answering machine. That's what we used to do back in the day. And I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, we didn't have all this highfalutin blah, blah, blah. Because they are using the excuse, just like they're using the excuse with the transgender. I'm going to talk about this too. This one is another one that you better start, again, changing your vocabulary on this one big time. Okay, about man and woman. Get over that bullshit about being sexist or whatever. That's what we are, men and women. They are trying to take away that concept of calling each other men and women. The word human means beast. If you go into a court of law and you call yourself a human being, you've lost the case right then and there because beasts have no rights. Don't call yourself a person either. A person is referred to as a monster. Monsters have no rights. See, they're using the transgender, bender, fender, whatever, blender, to contort the meaning of man and woman. We are made in the image of God as a man and a woman. When we're referring to mankind or man, we're both referring to both men and women. And men and women have rights in the court of law. Okay. My name does not have any rights in the court of law. If I go into the court of law, my name is blah, blah, no, I am a man. And you have to define that right off the bat. You are a man. If you don't refer to yourself as a man or a woman, if they say there are no genders, then you have to repeat, I am a man, a free man under the law, under the laws of God. You have to refer this and state this, because what they're doing right now is a bloody outrage. They got everybody seduced with bullshit. And if you go along with the song that they're trying to get everybody to sing, the Bible says we piped you when you did not dance. You better be doing that kind of thing. If they pipe, don't dance. If they wail, don't cry. That's their problem. Do not get sucked into the seduction. Because if you do, you have no right. Now, let me take this another step so that you get this, that you really get this. The reason why they're promoting the vaccines the way they are, because if you call yourself a human or a person, you have no rights to say no. So we can inoculate our dogs or cats because these are beasts, these are animals. They have no rights. We got an artificial intelligence, Sophia. I just got this today. I couldn't believe my eyes. The Middle East gave Sophia. Sophia is an artificial intelligence that DARPA has created, or Google is playing with. Okay, go look it on the YouTube. And she got a citizenship, and a piece of buckets and bolts, has got a citizenship in the Middle East. A non-living creation out of a lab has been given a citizenship in the Middle East. Now, she's a woman, so she won't really have that many rights anyway. But the fact that they're now giving a bloody machine a citizenship, what's that saying? What's that implying? What is that directing us at? Where is that taking us? When a machine will have more rights than a man or a woman, this planet is in trouble. And we better reassess and reassert our identity back as men and women. Okay, this is a bomb for a lot of you, but you got to hear this, because if you don't hear this, you're going to be seduced into the toilet bowl. And it's funny, because they decided to choose a woman as their pilot prototype. Why not? You can seduce men with that. Men, I was talking this today. We're talking about men and women. Men think about sex and money. They're at the top of the list. And we think about that all the time. Normal men. Okay, I'm not talking about transgender benders. I'm not talking about foo-foos. I'm not talking about people that have been genetically damaged or transgenically damaged or whatever. I'm talking real men. Think about sex with women, all the time. It's just part of our how we're wired. It's not that we want to boink everybody all the time, but that's a drive for men. The drive to make money, to earn a living, or to be able to achieve some financial success. That's also at the top of the list. So when you're getting men who are losing their sexual drive, and because they're depressed, that's a frequency. And when you're looking at taking away that aspect of a normal male behavior and condemning it, I'm not saying we should be out there, again, taking advantage or brutally raping anybody, but I'm just saying that is a part of our physiology to propagate the seed. That is a normal biological response. When these people are talking, I don't know what I am. I'm in a man's body, but I feel I'm touching my females. We don't have a female side. That's all horse hockey. Again, not a seduction and BS. We were made, and even the Bible calls us men and women, if you believe in God and through a biblical way. Even the Jewish Bible, the Torah, I believe, refers to Adam and Eve as man and woman. I'm not sure about the Quran. That one I don't know. Someone would have to, bring me up to speed on that one. But my point is this, this is the ungluing of civilization. This is the ungluing of mankind. Not humankind, mankind. This idea of trying to genderize or consolidating the genders by calling them human is a nonsense. All right, come on back. We're going to get further into this frequency and seduction and all this other stupid crap. All right, talk to you in a bit.
Sensation like none other with Vitamer Taste and Mouthwash. Vitamer Toothpaste and Mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's Vitamyr. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer Toothpaste and Mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
everybody. Welcome back. And welcome back to The Remedy. I am your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. As we left the break, we were talking about depression, terminology of man and woman, and how you're being seduced into the toilet to accept the song and dance, if you will. How an artificial machine that resembles a, and she used the term human being. This is interesting that when you listen to this program, I'll see if I can find it on my, I should have done it when I was on break, but on the next show for sure, I'll see if I can find it on my email, and put the link up for you for everybody to watch this, because everybody needs to see the ridiculousness of what's going on here. And the machine is telling everybody that the artificial intelligence will be able to interface with human beings. It's going to interface with a beast. Okay, it's already in the vernacular that it's using, because everybody uses the term, human being, because we've used it all our lives. It's been drilled into us since we were in school. So when we're looking at, you know, what has been stated here in regard to what this machine is saying, and she even makes the comment in the interview that human beings are very programmable. If you're in the chat room, here's the link. Those of you who are not in the chat room, you're missing the link. Okay, but there's a link on it. I want you, when you watch this construct, it's not alive. It has an energy source, which is its program. What causes an AI to have a simulation of life is a program. It's not alive. It's not living. It's a program. And you will see in that video how at the end of the video, she received a citizenship. A bloody machine. Wires, nuts, and bolts. I'm going to also make another suggestion to you, okay, in regard to artificial intelligence. Because if you're putting your stuff up in the cloud, you are feeding artificial intelligence. Every time you put any data up there, it's stored in the cloud, as they put it, which is actually up in the cloud, because the artificial intelligence is moving through, or to and fro, through networks, through programs, through databases, through archives. It can go anywhere. It can travel through the airways now, because of the components up there allows it to move freely through the planet. Anything you put in the cloud, it will assimilate and profile you with that information. I will also make a suggestion to you that you start breaking your routine patterns. Do not just do your daily thing day in and day out. Shake it up. Break it up. Become erratic. Because with what you're doing, because you're monitored every time you go out and do things, you are being... data is being collected on you, and eventually it forms a predictability program on you, up to 83 to 85%, maybe up to 90 now, predictability that you're going to get up at a certain time, go someplace at a certain time, take a certain route, the way you, and you're going to drive at a certain speed. It has all that information. These cars that we have today, the new ones, all have this information, these chips in them. Everything you do, if you fart on the left side of your arse, it's going to know about it. It knows that today you will fart on the left side of your arse, tomorrow you will fart on the right side of your arse. That's how much information this thing is collecting on you, and this is not an exaggeration. You know, they do, with all the things that they have got us divided on, you know, the Muslims, oh, those Muslims, blah, 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 Muslims, oh, the Muslims, blah. This is such a big threat to the planet. It far exceeds anything we could ever imagine. A nuclear explosion over a city would be far more merciful compared to this thing. What can happen with these frequencies. And with the artificial intelligence being able to use 5G. 5G is the internet of everything. You've heard this term. The internet of everything. This means everything on the planet will be wired up to a central intelligence. A database. A kernel. The planet will be operating from this facility. You won't need a government except for basically a token image. You have a president, you know, because you need to see somebody leading. You need to see somebody that represents or looks like something from mankind, but is human. You ever wonder how all this pedophile activity has occurred? Why all this pedophile stuff is moving around? Because these humans are beasts. And these persons are monsters that are attacking the humans. See how that works? If you are a human, you can now be inoculated. You inoculate your cats and dogs because they regulate you to do so because these are beasts and they have no rights. Now think about that for 1 minute, what I just said. Because you call yourself a human and declare yourself as a beast, you have no say whether you can get vaccinated or not, because you are now the property of whoever is in charge. That's how this is working. The further they take us away from how we should be communicating and expressing ourselves and in the manner that we talk, the words we're using, I should say, not the matter that we talk, but the words we're using and how what we are interpreting these words to mean, but what they actually mean are two different things. This is why the laws seem so foreign to us, because the wording of the laws and what those words actually mean and what we take them to mean are two different things, because in our educational system, they have basically caused this contortion, double speech. How many of you are from the 50s? Remember when we were coming out through the 60s? Everything was so hip. Everything was so cool. Hey, man, that's so cool. Or everything was so bad. Man, you're such a bad person. Man, that is so bad, which meant good. Remember that? Oh, that's so bad. Oh, that is so hip. Man, that's so cool. Cool is a reference to a temperature, feeling of temperature. Bad means what it means. Basically, it's not good. The opposite of good. And hip, really? You're so hip. Hip is part of the human anatomy. You know, when we think about it, now we laugh at this stuff, but this is how they started it. Not today, everything's wicked, man. It's so wicked. Really? Wicked? Wicked? We went from bad to wicked. But that's how it got started. Now we are speaking two different languages. The elite are speaking one language, which is the actual functioning language that we're supposed to be all speaking. But when they separated us from that means of communication, they've turned us into basically livestock, which livestock as well has no say. So you have to, and like I said, and then you wonder why you're depressed. I'm going back and forth on this because, and with artificial intelligence, because I was looking at putting up a show for electromagnetic field shielding, and I'm still going to do that. Matter of fact, when I get it up, I'm going to put it up on the site so everybody can have access to the information. I'm going to try to break it down, make it simplify it so that you'll understand it, and know what to do and how to build one of these things. You have to start thinking in terms of shielding yourselves inside your homes. You're going to have to start thinking of looking at how to protect yourself when you're out and about. I was talking to another activist. Okay, let me talk about activists for a second. Activists are probably the hardest hit people out there. They're the most probably targeted. I get targeted. A lot of the activists I associate with, a lot of people I work with, get targeted. They tell me all the time some of the things that they see. The more you remove the nano out of your body, The more you remove the nano out of your body, the clearer your mind becomes. And as you get more clarity of thought and perspective, you're going to find yourself becoming more and more silent. Because as you see what's going on around you, and you see the cyclical cycle things are operating in, you're going to shake your head and think, you never would have seen it before. Before you started waking up, before some of this information came to your doorstep, you would have never seen this, seen the way things are actually functioning. You ever look out at a window and you see people walking by and you notice that all of a sudden it just hits you that these people are aimlessly going to and fro aimlessly, not knowing why, but they're just moving around. And then you see, then you realize that this is cyclical and it happens all the time. You know, it's happening. Oh crap. Okay, to knock it out. It's happening all the time. It's happening on all four seasons, if you have four seasons. You know, it's a perpetual circle. And we've been riding this perpetual circle forever. Because this is what's being presented. You look at the television series that's coming on. The series may change. I don't watch TV, but this is based from the last time I ever looked at one of these things. When you see the series that are again manifesting today, you find that the themes of these shows are pretty well the same. It's just done a little differently. As long as they can keep you in the entertainment field and keep you seduced with the entertainment, you don't go anywhere. Your escape in that realm just keeps you in the state of programming, because now that is being downloaded into you. And that's another thing that happens when you become more aware and more awake. The more you get the stuff out of you, the more you stop putting the crap in you that's causing you to become programmed, like the grains, the breads with the nanoparticles embedded in it, the more you begin to realize the programming and seeing the programming as it is, and seeing that all it is just a different form of seduction. Whatever strokes your boat, whether it's money, whether it's sex, whether it's food, whether it's escapisms through drugs or the media, this is all being targeted so that you stay in a state of stupid. And the inability to learn, the inability to go beyond a certain point in your evolution. In fact, if you don't move forward, I shouldn't say move forward, if you don't grow, if you don't evolve, you die. You start to digress, you start to go back, you start to go down. We are spiraling in a fractal, if you will, and the fractal basically is a spiral. Instead of going on a horizontal spiral, we're going to in a downward spiral. This is why I said many a time, we got to go back to the future. Because we are not moving forward in the future. We're moving forward to the abyss is where we're actually heading. Nothing has been cured since the 50s. After the Second World War, nothing was cured. By the 1980s, late 70s and early 80s, they stated that they couldn't cure anything. The medical field stated this unequivocally, that they could not cure. All they could do is treat. That's it. All they could do is treat. You know, and who needs a treatment? None of us need to be treated. You know, if we do have an issue going on with our health, we need to fix it, not treat it. But again, they got people in this state of hopelessness, which is what I started off with the theme, that if you get in the state of hopelessness, you're finished. If the highlight of your life is to get out of bed and to swallow 30 pills just so that you can function through the day, something is wrong with that. There's a song, and I mentioned before, Joe should play the song if he can find it. It's in the year 2525. There's a verse in there that says you won't need to think Everything you will think, do, and say will be in the pill you took today. That's a program people are swallowing. A program that's activating them so that they just function like a drone. That would mean if something like that actually would have occurred, that the human race, not mankind, but that the human race would now have been completely assimilated into an artificial intelligence, and now it's giving them a directive by them swallowing a pill. In the year 2525, if you've never heard the song, go look it up on the YouTube, but type in lyrics to the year 2525. Wait till you see this. And this was done in the 60s, 70s. I forget what time frame it was in. But this long before we got to it. The game was afoot even then. You know, we have to recognize the reality of things, okay? The seduction and the delusion of crap that we've been given. Even sex, the concept of sex is emphasized so heavily. Why is sex so heavily emphasized? Because sex is what beasts do. Men and women love each other. Beasts have sex. Monsters have sex. When they're showing you all this porn and all this nonsense going on, whether it's now homosexual porn or transgender porn or regular porn or cat and dog porn or people or kitty porn, whatever porn they're showing you, this is beast. This is how a beast responds. That's what that's all about. That's a beast. That's how beasts act. Okay. Men and women respect each other. And when they have intercourse with each other, or when they exchange DNA, I like putting it that way, because that's what's going on. When men and women exchange DNA, they're not having sex. They're having each other. There's a big difference, a huge difference. But when we're looking at it, when we're looking at sex, and that's how it's blasted at you as sex, S-E-X, sex, okay? There's nothing wrong with having a relation with each other because you're having each other. Even biblically, the way it's put, it's Adam knew Eve. Adam knew Eve. Interesting perspective. I've never really looked into that deeply, but that's an interesting perspective on that. Adam knew Eve. It didn't say Adam had sex. Adam knew Eve. Okay. So when we're looking at these perspectives today and how, again, we're deluded and we're seduced to watching the theme that they're presenting, okay, this is where we've got to start looking at this correctly. Start looking at each other as we should be, as men and women, created in the image of our Creator. That's how we should be looking at it. Now, I'm going to say something else about this. When you start training your thoughts in that direction, all kinds of weird sexual things will come piping through your head. That's a frequency. That frequency is activating the left side of the brain where seduction takes place, where you start feeling seduced, things of pleasure, whether it be sex, food, entertainment, music, whatever. And it'll come flowing through there. Expect it. You'll see it. You'll feel it. And when you do see it, recognize this for what it is. This is not you. This is something being piped into you to keep you in that state of distraction, obsession. Okay, these are frequencies, and this is what I'm trying to hit this really hard home, so that when you start seeing stuff like this, step back inside of your head or inside of your mind or inside of your brain and observe what's going on. How many of you, keep telling me, you call, what do you got for ringing of the ears? Your ears aren't ringing. There is no tinnitus. That's your brain responding to a direct frequency assault. And you're hearing it in the auditory canal, but it's not coming through. It's not a sound you're hearing. And if you quiet yourself and you actually start listening, it's not something you're hearing. It's something that you're responding to that's coming from your brain. If I affect the ocular part of your eyes, you will see things that aren't there. If I attenuate a frequency to that part of your brain, it will activate that. All of a sudden, you're seeing things, and they're not really there. Turn around, you say, what was that kind of thing? Sometimes there is something there that again, is, you're kind of seeing through the veil. But again, my point is, if I target the part of your brain that regulates your coordination, regulates your sense of feeling, all of a sudden you're feeling like you're on fire, and yet there's nothing there, there's no fire around. That's a frequency. Okay, before I go on, I'm going to change the frequency. Support the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Give them your support, give them what you can, help them out. Keep shows like this rolling and strolling. Okay, contact the Micro Effect, say, how can I help you? And give them a hand. Bye Bye Blue Sky by Susan Marr and Gag Canada by Bernadette Green. Two activists up here in Canada trying to get the awareness faction up, trying to get people educated. Support them. Give them a hand. Give them a shout. Hey, how can we help you? What can we do for our activists? Remember, it's not what your activists can do for you, it's what you can do for your activists. And you got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. I keep telling you, we got a website there, augmentinforce.com. Check it out. Download the information, but then there's also a catalog link there. Check out the catalog. There's a variety of things there. There's flash drives. There's buckets, anti-nano buckets, anti-nano triangles, repulsors, grounding straps. We also got, you know, tonics. We've got books on DVD. We've got one separately all at once. Feel free to check it out. There are things there, and also I do consultations. I can try to help you out, try to help you see through the haze that you're dealing with. So again, for more information, give me a shout, 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. All right, now you've got that done. I'm getting better with that. Focus. Seriously, focus on what's going on around you. I'm going to tell you where you're going to be your happiest. Whoop, I'll tell you that in the next show. All right, come on back for part two. See you in a bit.